What a blessing to be here. Thank you so much for this time. 1 year ago, I was here too. Maybe you don't remember, and that will be good. You don't have to remember me. But 1 year ago, when I was here, I remember that John told me, you will be preaching in 1 year from today. And he was joking that day. He was joking. And later, he sent me an email, and he said, well, thank you so much for your participation and everything. And I knew that he was joking. But I think the Lord have a different plan for me. The Lord was not joking. And thank you for the opportunity. Thank you so much for the blessing that I had to be part of you this morning, worshiping together with you, reminding myself that the Lord is acting now, here, present here, that the Holy Spirit is not somewhere there, but is here in this moment. Could you feel it? The Holy Spirit is here. And that you, as a people of God, people from God, you are ready to listen what the Lord has for you and has for me. The Lord is talking to my life in this moment. And I pray all the week and before, Lord, your Holy Spirit has to be in a special moment with us that morning. And here we are. Now, Daryl mentioned about reading the Bible. I really believe reading the Bible. I really believe that. I think we are experiencing lack of faith because we are forgetting that the faith comes from reading the Bible. When we read, when I have doubts about what is going on in my faith, I need to go back to the Bible. When I don't believe, I go back to the Bible and I start believing. When I don't know what to think, guess what? The Bible brings to me faith. Faith comes when I read the Bible. And I put the passage of the Bible there for us to read this morning. Okay? Well, we will read Colossians. Here, I want for you to repeat with me what the title of this sermon. The only thing I want for you to remember in the end of this worship will be the title of the sermon. Could you repeat it with me? I, the chosen from God. Again, please. I couldn't hear you. Try again, please.
I, the chosen from God.
I believe in repetition too, Daryl. I tell my patients every day, you have to repeat this 3 times in the day, and that will change your brain. It's true. It's true. I work with brain. My focus is the brain, you know, as a specialist in something that I don't think I am a specialist in anything. When Emily introduced me, and specialist in multicultural, I start shaking. So, oh my goodness, I'm not a specialist in anything. I do a lot of things, but I don't believe that I'm a specialist in anything. But I want to share with you something that I'm sure that you and me, it's not because we are specialists, but it's because someone has given us the power to do it. And we are moving there. Look, read with me the Bible, Colossians. If you have your Bibles there, you prefer a different version, doesn't matter. Read, because when you are reading, you are rewiring your brain. You are memorizing. This is coming to your brain, and it's good for you. Read with me. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness. Oh, I forgot I need to change. The mystery that is now disclosed to the Lord's people. Lord's people. Who are the Lord's people? You. Me. We are the Lord's people. That means it's a mystery for you and me. To them, the hope of glory. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone full mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. Okay, now, this is the Bible. Sometimes I read the Bible and I say, why we have to be adding to the Bible what the Bible is telling us already? Why? But look, go with me here in something that I want to share with you. You have been chosen. Chosen what for? That is the question. Chosen to serve and present. Read the Bible in verse 25, and it's very clear. We are called to serve and present. We are called to reveal in the verse 26 and 27, and we are chosen to proclaim. These are things that they are very clear in the passage that we are reading this morning. Now, we are called, we have been chosen to serve and present. And the Bible says, I have become its servant. Servant. What is that? In a society that we do not know what is that, most of the people around us, we want to do things for them. Servant means to be humble. Servant means to go there and do the things that nobody else wants to do. Are we aware of what is this kind of calling? Being a servant. Now look, servant is a person who performs duties for others. Sometimes in the churches we forget that. We are waiting for others to do the things for us. And we forget that we are here to do the things for others. Servant is a person that is a follower and a supporter. That means that you and me, we have been chosen to be servants and to be followers, to be followers. Now, we are servants to present. The commission God gave me to present to you the word of God is present. And I want to emphasize the word present. Because, you know, many times we don't understand what the meaning of present is. That means this moment. Present, that is your entire life. We are presenting in the way that we live. We are here. When I say I'm present, that means everybody can see me. When we are talking about presenting God's love and God's gospel, is that everybody around you can see that God is present with you, that God is in you, that God is by you, upon you, before you, and all about you. God is presented in your life. Let me read the Bible here again. Read with me, please. Jesus called the apostles and said, you know, whoever wants to be most important among you will be. Do you realize that most of the time around us, we have people that they are requiring other things, but we are not thinking how important it is for our own life to remember that we are servants, that we don't have any authority, that we don't have to be in the top, that I don't have, if somebody disagrees with me, I have to be humble and accept and be servant of others. Many times we forget that. When we are working, real life, we live our Christian lives every day, you and me. And we have to remember there that we are servers there too. That we are servers there. Now, we have to present. Now, I love the word present, you know. And I like the word, I like the word because presents meaning means a gift too. And I will tell you, I tell all the time to the people I told, you have the best gift that you can enjoy today. What is the best gift that you have today to enjoy? Your present. You know, don't be worried for the past. Don't be worried for the future. You cannot change the past, and you cannot change the future. Let me tell you what, enjoy your present. But when we are talking about the gospel, the best gift that we have to present is the best gift of Jesus Christ. When you are there, you are a present. You are a gift to the people. You are a gift for the people where you are working. Doesn't matter what you do. If you are a nurse, if you are a physician, or if you are maybe a secretary, or you work in the church, or you are cleaning the church building. You are a gift for the people that are close to you. And you have to remember that it's not because you. But in humble, remember that it's because God gave you the power in Jesus Christ to be a present for the people. Chosen to be rebelled. You have been chosen to be rebelled. The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations. Now, listen, very important. It's a mystery. Nobody knew that in the past. The mystery came with the fact that Jesus Christ was rebelled. Now, where is this in this story? In the Old Testament, God was in the temple. God was in other buildings. Guess what? With the grace in Jesus Christ, this is good for us, but it's not. The Holy Spirit lives on you, in you. It's in you. The mystery that has been revealed is for years and generations. Now it's disclosed to the Lord's people. What is this mystery? That then God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles this mystery. What is the mystery? Christ in you. Could you believe that? It's not to be humble, this, that is Christ living in you. I think many times we forget who is living with us. I think many times we forget who is living with you. But Christ is living with you, is teaching when you are teaching your children, Emily, is leading the worship with Richard. I like that, okay? Richard coming back to lead the music this morning for the choir. Is Richard leading the choir, but is Christ leading in the life of Richard? Whatever you do, is Christ doing the work with you? That means that you are a great present for that. That is the mystery, Christ in you. The next is glorious riches of his mystery, which is Christ in me. And I want to say that to repeat to me, Christ in me. Now, Hebrews is very clear. In the past, the people believed in different things, but suddenly we realize that Christ is in our life. We had to remember that we had to proclaim. What is proclaim? Proclaim is your work and my work. We have to be proclaiming to other people what is happening in our own lives. A lot of times I'm not good to speak with the people, but I know that everybody can see me. And you know, that is scary. That is scary for me. That is scary for me when I am very aware that the people are looking on me or trying to, and I don't need to tell the people that I'm Christian. In fact, I don't tell the people that I'm Christian. I hope that they will ask me one day, you know. But it's true. The reality is that we have to experience in our own lives the gospel, living Christ in us, and being aware that the mystery of the years has been revealed in our lives. Now, we find ourselves that we proclaim as a natural way to do it. Apple trees give apples. Peach trees give us peaches. What is the fruit of a Christian? Christ. When you go there and you are working, you are proclaiming his name. When you are working or going to the community, you are proclaiming Christ's name. When you are doing something in your home, cleaning your house, you are proclaiming His name, because it's the Holy Spirit who is living with you. I proclaim to you what I have seen and hear. Many times my concern is that we as Christians, we don't have time to see and hear. And because we don't know what to proclaim. We don't know what to proclaim. God is with you. That means you can start proclaiming to others with your own life, doing the things for His glory. Proclaim. Now, Peter is clear about this when he says that we are a real, holy people. And when he says this word, it's incredible. But we are the holy people that we are proclaiming in His name. Now, here is, but because the God who called you is holy, you must be holy in every aspect of your life. It's hard to be holy in the concept that we have, but when we remember that Christ is living with us, is the result of His presence in our life. It's not because you are good or I'm good. It's because He's doing the things in us, acting in us for His glory. Now, closing the circle. I want to close the circle. Let me tell you a kind of summary. First thing, we have to remember that we need to, first thing that we have to do, we have to reveal to the people, we have to reveal the mystery that has given to us. We have to remember also that we have to proclaim His name. When you are doing this every day, it's like God acting in your life. You know, we have to proclaim this. Now, the other thing that we have to present Jesus Christ in our own bodies, in our own way to be acting, in the one way that we are doing the things. We have to remember, too, that in the middle of all this, it's not because we are doing this, but it's because Christ is acting powerful in our lives. It's the power of God acting in our lives. It's not something that I'm doing. It's the God's power acting in you and me. It's God acting in you. Now, look, verse 29. Could you read with me this, please? To this end. It's Christ working in you and me, guys. It's not because I'm good or you are good. It's because He has chosen you and God has chosen me. I remember several years ago when I was a pastor's daughter, you know, for so many years. And one of the things that I enjoyed the most was to be in the church, be part of the church. But I need to start playing piano because I was the daughter of the pastor. I needed to take care of the children when the teacher did not arrive on time. I was there. And if somebody was not ready to clean the church building, my daddy told me, you need to go and clean the building. You know, I did everything. I remember that when I was a teenager, I hated to be in the church. Because somebody was telling me all the things that I needed to do. All the things I needed to do. And I remember the day that I came to the Lord, too. And that day changed my life forever. The day that I came to the Lord, and the Lord touched my heart, and I went to that room, and I told the Lord, I hate to be the pastor's daughter. I hate to be that the oldest one in my family that I need to take care of seven behind me. I hate to be one that I need to be perfect score in the school, because what they will be telling if you are not the best. I hate all this, Lord. Could you help me to figure who I am? And this is the passage that the Lord gave me that day. Colossians Colossians and told me, I trust in you. I trust in you. That changed my life forever. When I turned from being the daughter's preacher to be the daughter of God, that changed my life forever, guys. Women and men in this place, that changed my life forever. That was the meaning that I was looking for in my life. I remember that day my daddy asked me, are you going to the medicine school or are you going to be a teacher? My choices, you know, my daddy was giving me the choices. Are you going to the medicine school or are you going to be a teacher? And I remember that I was so in tone with them, and I said, no, I'm going to the seminary. I don't care anything about else. I'm going to the seminary. And I said, Juret, what is going on with you? Well, the Lord chose my life, changed my life in that day. The Lord changed my life that day. In fact, I went to the Baptist seminary in that time. I make a decision, and I ran in different direction. I went back to the medicine school later, but I will tell you what. The only way that your life can be different is when you have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. If you are missing the power of telling other people about his love, about his care, his companion, for all the loneliness that we have in this society, for the highest suicide that we have in this community, if you are missing the point and wondering, it's because you are not close to the Lord and you need to know him. If you are missing that point, come to the Lord. The only way that you can proclaim and you can talk with others about his love is that he is a reality in your life. The only way that you can transfer it, his love, is if he is part of your life. We serve, we present, we reveal, we proclaim. Repeat with me, please. I am chosen to serve, to present, to reveal, and to proclaim. It's I. Say the word I. I want to hear the I. It's not me, it's you. I Amen. You are and I am. God loves, change lives. In a society needing love and care, God is the only one that can change. Listen. This morning in another place, I was this morning already in with a group, and I told them, they asked me very clear, are you pro-life? I say, yes, absolutely. I'm pro-life. And they say, what do you mean with pro-life? I believe that God's creation is holiness in all the sense, but I will tell you what, forever. That means since you are born until you are dying, we have to dignify the people that we have. And I will tell you what, you and I are responsible to preach the gospel for each one of these people that we have around to the end of the earth. Our commission starts here. You have been with me mission trips, you know what I will be telling. Frequently I say, it's so good for us to go on a mission trip to Mexico. I love that you go with me. But I hate that people, when they go to Mexico, or we go to Mexico, we don't know the Lord, or we don't know what we are talking, and that we don't know our neighbors here, because we never had talked with them about the Lord. And my first commitment, I say all the time, the best way to start being a missionary is in your home. You call to be a preacher, to serve, to present, and to reveal God's the Lord loves in your home, with your family, with your children, transmitting the faith to your children. You are responsible for that, not the church. If your children are unfaithful, it's your responsibility. Your call is to be sure that your children can hear that the Lord has changed your life and that the Lord is real in your life. The next thing that you have to be is our community. Do something in Springfield. Do something. We have thousands of opportunities in this church, in this community, to present the love of Jesus Christ. In a society with 43% of people poverty level in this town, could you believe that? It's not incredible. We have so much poverty. You and I have the opportunity to share God's love. Open your eyes to serve, to present, to reveal, and to proclaim His holy name. Yes, if God calls you to do something else, do it. Do it. Your holy life has to be a missionary. When somebody asks you, Emily asked me, how can I put your name there? You know, I didn't know what, I never respond to her. I never respond to her because honestly speaking, I think the right answer for you and me when somebody's asking you, who are you? You need to say, I'm a servant and a follower of Jesus Christ. I am a slave for His glory. I am one that proclaims His name. I am one that wants to reveal to all the earth His glory. This is the end of my life. What is the end of your life? And this morning, God is calling you. Yes. And I hope that you go out of this place today different, with this only one sense. I am a 100% missionary in the world. I am the missionary. I'm chosen. I am the chosen one to be His glory in the earth. Could you pray with me this morning and ask the Lord for yourself? I'm praying for me. Could you pray for yourself this morning? What is your commitment with the Lord? What is your commitment with the Lord? What do you want to do? What areas of your life you have to change? Are you one that are serving? Or you are causing problems because you want everybody around you to be taking care of you? Are you proclaiming with your life that He is living in you? Are you presenting to others the best gift that they can have? And that is Jesus Christ? Close your eyes. Go to the Lord, and only you and Him can talk. And say, Lord, in this morning, we come humble behind you, Lord, because your love goes before me. Thankful for your grace that forgives me for everything that I'm not doing well. Thanks for your love that takes me to a new level. Thanks because you have chosen me to reveal your glory. Thanks for the privilege that I have this morning to change my own life, to be a witness of you in my family, to proclaim your name in my family, to reveal yourself to my family. Thanks because I'm here in Springfield, Missouri, in this area and this region with the only purpose for everyone to know that you are my God. For everybody to know that you are the Lord and Savior. Thanks for the opportunity that you can give me to pray for others in all the world. Thanks, because you made me your servant to present and reveal and proclaim your holy name. I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready. I'm ready and committed to move forward to the end of the earth. In Jesus' name, I pray.